Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ian Winston, W-I-N-S-T-O-N, Davis, D-A-V-I-S. Winston Davis is a 38-year-old male who reports he injured his lower back at work on 6-10-21. Period. At that time, he was operating a work truck traveling less than 30 miles per hour. Period. The top of his truck hit an overhanging bridge. Period. There was no airbag deployment, and he did not experience loss of consciousness. Period. Mr. Davis did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on 2/20/22, but has completed his course of active treatment as of 8/1/23. Period. New paragraph for the record supplied. Mr. Davis was seen at Concentra on 6/11/21. Period. He stated he flipped his box truck onto the side and had to climb up and out. Period. His lower back hurts and the pain radiates down his right leg. Period. He was diagnosed with lumbago and right-sided sciatica by Dr. Brown. Period. X-rays showed no significant radiologic findings. He was scratched that he was started on cyclobenzaprine and ibuprofen. Period. Methylprednisolone was also part of his medication regimen. Period. He was referred for physical therapy. Period. He followed up at Concentra on 5/14/21 with his back feeling a little better. Period. With respect to the incident, some construction workers on the road helped him out of the truck. Period. Police officers and EMS came to the scene, but he refused them as he did not, quote, feel anything at the moment. Period. End quote. It was when he got home that he developed low back pain. Period. He denied prior low back injury. Period. He remained symptomatic and on 7/13/21 had a lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Period. He was seen on 7/15/21 at Concentra and was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. An additional diagnosis of bulging lumbar disc was given. Period. New paragraph. Additional records show he was seen on 7/23/21 by spine surgeon Daniel Cataldo, C-A-T-A-L-D-O. Period. He noted the petitioner's mechanism of injury and course of treatment to date. Period. Dr. Cataldo also reviewed his MRI and rendered a diagnosis of lumbar radiculopathy, comma, spinal stenosis, comma, and disc displacement. Period. He was referred to see pain management for possible epidural injections. Period. These evidently were instilled by Dr. Perkins. Period. Upon return to Dr. Cataldo on 12/21/21, he did reported he did not get any relief, even temporarily, with the injection. Period. They discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Cataldo then performed surgery. Period. On 3/10/22, he was 10 days out from right L4-5 and left L5-S1, laminectomy and discectomy. Period. Healing of his incision was monitored. Period. He returned to another course of physical therapy. Period. on 5/10/22. It was noted he had therapy 3 days per week for about 3 weeks, but it was not helping him. Period. He followed up with Dr. Cataldo's associate, Dr. Kirshner, through 5/9/23. Period. He was to complete physical therapy, after which it was anticipated he would reach maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, he did indeed come under the pain management care of Dr. Perkins on 11/16/21. Period, she did perform epidural injections. Period, he followed up with her on 3/27/23. Period. This was through telemedicine. Period. He was then referred back. Scratch that. On 2/21/22, somatosensory evoke potentials were performed, apparently in conjunction with surgery of posterior lumbar laminectomy and discectomy on the right at L4-5 and left at L5-S1. Period. And then we'll go to physical exam. Sorry. Insert the lumbar MRI results from 8/3/22 if we didn't do them already. Period. It was not compared to any prior studies. Period. And now we'll go to physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a midline 2.5-inch longitudinal scar with preserved lordotic curve. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 70 degrees. Period extension as well as bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. Seated straight leg raiser maneuver on the left at 60 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints or an extension response. Period slump test was also negative. Period on the right, seated straight leg raising maneuver is negative at 90 degrees. Period supine straight leg raising maneuvers bilaterally at 80 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, the rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 6/10/21, Winston Davis was involved in a work-connected motor vehicle accident. Period, the roof of the truck he was driving hit an overhead crossing bridge. Period. His vehicle evidently rolled over and he needed help from standersby to exit the vehicle. Period. He declined emergency medical attention on that occasion. Period. He then followed up at Concentra the following day and was initiated on conservative care. Period. And underline this, the date of the accident was actually 6/10/21, and he presented to Concentra on 6/11/21. Period. He remained symptomatic and had a lumbar MRI to be inserted. Period. He then came into the spine surgical care of Dr. Cataldo and Dr. Kirshner. Period. Injection therapy from Dr. Perkins did not provide substantive relief. Period. He then submitted to surgery, as noted above. Period. He followed up postoperatively and had physical therapy. Period. A repeat MRI was done on 8/3/22 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Kirshner through 5/9/23. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found Mr. Davis to have the virtually full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Period. Straight leg raise maneuvers were negative for clinically significant radiculopathy, facetarthropathy, or spinal stenosis, period. He was neurologically intact and neural tension signs were negative. Period, new paragraph, there is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back, period. I do ascribe this to the subject event on 6/10/21, period, and that is the end.